All right, back here at Bay College, it's halftime of the Bay College Norse taking on the Finlandia team today. The Lions are in town. Matt Wagner, the pride of Marinette High School, is here in our player spotlight. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. Well, the last time we did one of these interviews for your player spotlight, we were down in Port Huron, I think, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So a lot's happened since then. Tell me, that night, of course, you had your winning shot there at the end, but tell me how things have gone for you since.
They've been going pretty well. Especially since break, I feel like I came back with a lot more confidence. I've been playing really well since the break, I feel like, in every asset of the game, really.
Well, tell me a little about your defensive side of the ball. Obviously, when you hit 5 or 6, 7, 8 threes a game, that's what gets the headlines. But on the defensive side of the ball, it's not as noticeable, I think, for our fans.
Yeah, I kind of, in high school, I was always just pegged as a scorer. No one really looked at my defense as much. And then I kind of got here, and I really wanted to make that my thing in order to get to the next level. I knew I had to become a better defender. So all year, that's been a big focus for me, and just taking every matchup I get personal and trying to shut down the other team's best player and just trying to help us get wins.
Well, and that's indeed what happened the last time out. You were able to. Is it a situation where you're trying to front him, or you're in a man to man? You're in a zone defense. What is it where you're at your best, I guess, defensively?
I really like just playing man and just getting after a guy, being able to get up into him, and just basically looking at him saying, "I'm not going to let you score on me, and anything you get, it's not going to be easy." And you know, and just take it like personal, like we always talk about. Like it should hurt when someone scores on you. You don't want to get scored on. You just got to take that personal and tell him like, "Hey, you're not going to score on me."
Well, and I think it was a frustrating night for Mitch Borseth at Golgebic. We hope he scores a lot today down at Dakota County, though, right?
Yeah.
But that was a matchup that you personally, that was a goal of yours the whole night, eh?
Yeah, it definitely was when Coach told me that was my matchup. And he was like, if you shut him down, we're going to have a really good chance to win. And I just, it's like, all right, I don't care what happens on the offensive end. All I'm worried about is making sure this kid doesn't get anything easy and do my best job on him.
So do you feel that that's part of your game that has improved then, or do you still need to improve there? What do you think?
I mean, I think I can always improve, but it's definitely improved a lot, I feel like, and now I'm starting to get matched up with the other team's best player most nights and stuff, so I definitely think I have gotten a lot better even since I've been here, you know. So, I mean, and that's a big thing for me going forward.
But you're also expected to knock down those triples too, so it's not like you could just be the point guard or the defensive specialist, right?
Yeah, I got to try and do my thing on offense too when I get open, yeah.
Yeah, and occasionally we run a few plays, and you don't get a three. You get a two, a little floater in the lane.
Yeah, I guess I kind of get overlooked. In high school, I actually scored a lot inside, you know, and then I got here. I mean, it's a lot harder to score inside, but I like to score inside when I can too, you know, get a little both going.
So how did everything go for you in the first semester, class-wise and all that?
Really good. I made the dean's list and stuff, you know, which was a goal of mine. I got 4 A's and 1 B, so I mean, and then I'm looking to do the same this semester now.
Yeah, to you and Tristan, right?
Yeah, yep. That's
you and Tristan were the Dean's List guys. And, hey, that really is not easy, though, is it? And I bet you noticed that coming here even more than, you know, because you had good grades at Marinette also, but even to do it here.
Yeah, that was definitely a huge focus of mine. Like, I mean, I'm probably not going to the NBA out of Bay College. So, I mean, I got to focus on after college, too. I mean, playing basketball is a privilege and stuff. So, I mean, I definitely got to get it done in the classroom before anything.
So how do you manage it? Because there's a lot of guys, no matter how they try, they can't focus enough. Is it a time management thing, do you think? But what is the biggest part of your success academically?
Yeah, definitely time management and not sleeping a whole lot. Just trying to get things done whenever you can. Just trying to find time, obviously, with practice and then going to class, and you got to get your homework done, and then you want to get to the gym on your own to work on your craft and stuff. So, I mean, you just got to find the time slots that you can.
Okay, so what are you studying here at Bay?
I'm trying to major in finance.
Okay, you good with numbers?
Yeah, I like to think so. That's why I went into it, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so, right? You know that you can't be like the federal government and spend more than you make?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So is that what you want to be? You want to be like a financial advisor, just like personal finance, or do you want to get into some other business part?
Yeah, probably personal finance, or I'm just going to go into banking and see where it takes me.
I could picture you a banker.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I bet you have. Okay. Well, I will let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening today, Matthew.
Just everyone back home that listens, my grandparents. I know they're always listening and stuff. And then just shout-out to all the fans that come out and support us.
Now, you know what happened the last time I interviewed you in Port Huron for the halftime interview.
Yeah.
And you ended up being on the post-game show, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So let's see if it happens. What do you think?
Hopefully I go out and play well and we get a win.
All right, well, good luck today, man. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Okay, Matt Wagner, everybody, here at halftime. More coming up from Bay College after these words. You're listening to Bay College Basketball on Maverick 106.